Good morning. Welcome to back to the roundtable and to our panel discussion this morning. And Sean Stone is with us. He's our cultural correspondent, and it's always a pleasure to have him on our program. Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Good morning, Joe. I am fine.
Excellent. So, what have you seen?
I saw Colette, yep. Which is the biopic of the French writer from the 1890s, early 1900s, played by Keira Knightley. It's a little conventional. You know, for the wild subject matter, because she was sort of a sexually fluid, liberated writer who was at first trapped in a bad marriage and sort of working her way through it. But at the same time, the Knightley is delightful, and the movie is fascinating, and it's a glimpse of, you know, Paris just before World War I, you know, when everything was, you know, absinthe fueled and the Art Nouveau era.
Right.
So I enjoyed that. And I also saw the Western, The Sisters Brothers, which is violent but strangely character-driven and thoughtful. It stars John C. Reilly and Joaquin Phoenix as a pair of assassin brothers. Joaquin Phoenix is basically a homicidal psychopath. And
there you go.
John C. Reilly is just a really bad guy trying to be a human being. And he is fantastic. It's one of the few movies, you know, like set in the 19th century that uses the coming of the modern age in a fun way. Like he's in a general store and he sees a toothbrush, and he's like, "What is this?" So he buys a toothbrush. So we have these wonderful scenes of John C. Reilly trying to figure out how to use tooth powder. and it's hilarious, and it's sort of poignant. It's like, here's this hired killer trying to become civilized.
I think I can watch him just like fumble around, try to find anything entertaining.
It is. It's worth seeing. So
that's great.
The Sisters Brothers. So we got a bunch of events starting tonight with something you're doing.
Oh, that's right. I'm going to be, thank you for mentioning, aren't you nice? It's the Creative Life Series, which is part of SUNY and the New York State Writers Institute and the University Art Museum and the Performing Arts Center. And we are going to be talking to sculptor and public installation artist Jean Shin. We did an interview with her 2 days ago, and you can hear that online. But she is known for these incredible installations that take these everyday objects. I believe the Albany, the SUNY Museum commissioned her to do this really cool sculpture with pill bottles.
Mm.
And she does things with like discarded neckties or lottery tickets. The work is incredible. She's incredible. And we'll have a good conversation that'll take place tonight. There's a reception at 5:30 at the Art Museum. We'll move over to the Performing Arts Center at 7:00. And have a great conversation.
Sounds great.
Excellent.
Today, over at the Opalka Gallery at the Sage College of Albany, the 2018 Screen Print Biennial, this is their third, the exhibit opens today, and it's on view through December 14th. There's an artist lecture today with one of the artists in the show, Tanya Torgerson. That's at 6:30 p.m. And tomorrow, There's a curator's tour at 5 p.m., and the opening reception is from 6 to 8 p.m. And there's a bunch of other events, too, so if you go to the Opalka Gallery's website, you can find all that. Also tonight,
yes,
at the Cohoes Music Hall, the show The Million Dollar Quartet opens. That's the recreation of the night that Carl Perkins and Jerry Lee Lewis and Elvis Presley and Johnny Cash all played this fabulous concert. That's tonight at 8 o'clock, and it runs through November 11th. Go to their website, Cohoes Music Hall, to see, you know, when the other shows are. Tomorrow night at the Palace Theater in Albany, we flash back a couple of decades in R&B to Bobby Brown, Belle Biv DeVoe.
Wow.
Yeah, opening our case in Kid Capri. That's got to be a weird show, in a way. You know, because Bobby Brown's got to address the elephant in the room, and it's got to be odd when he does his tribute to his late wife, Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
But that'll be interesting to see. Say that. And then Friday night at the Mahawy Theater, or the Mahawy Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington at 8 o'clock, it's Postmodern Jukebox. I know you guys were featuring some of their music
That's right.
on the show earlier this week. It's really kind of fantastically weird and delightful.
It is weird and it's fun, and it's fun to listen to, so, and fun to see.
Yeah. I always like a big band. Saturday night at the Stanley Theater in Utica at 7:30 p.m., it's Chris Botti, the jazz trumpet player.
Right.
Saturday night at the Egg in Albany, it's the Make Comedy Great Again tour, which is a sort of, it's not deceptive, but it's a sort of comic twist on what the evening is actually about. It's all guaranteed to be 100% politics free and clean.
Oh.
So it's Jeff Allen, Ross Bennett, Brad Upton, Earl David Reed, and Tina Georgi. It's the Egg Saturday night at 8 o'clock. I would have chosen a different name for the tour if it was non-politics and 100% clean.
Yeah.
But that's what it is.
What does it say about me that I'm disappointed in that?
I know. I know. You go back and forth between wanting to sort of wallow in the misery and wanting to just... You know, like me, listen to, you know, like Superman radio serials from 1947.
Oh, aren't they great?
Brought to you by Kellogg's Pep. All right. Saturday night at Mass Mocha's Club B10 in North Adams, Mass. It's the comedy group Chicago City Limits, who, of course, since 1980 have been based in New York City. Saturday night at the Calvin Theater in Northampton, Mass. It's the only regional appearance of Lucinda Williams and her band Buick Six. She's going to be playing the album Car Wheels on a Road and other favorites. The opening music to this segment was by Marco Benevento. The jazz pianist, sort of jam band pianist, is going to be playing at the Hollow Bar and Kitchen in downtown Albany on Pearl Street Saturday night at 9 o'clock. And then Tuesday night... There's the Cafe Lena in Saratoga Springs is going to be hosting an election night special, a gypsy jazz party and jam with the Hot Club of Saratoga and Ivan Pena. And I included this because I remembered election night 2016. I got home from work and said, I'm not looking at the internet. I'm not listening to the radio. I'm not doing anything until like 10 o'clock. So I took a nap because that way the bad news didn't sort of roll in. It just sort of hits you in the face. So that way, you know, wait a little. This is a way to avoid it for a time.
I got to be in here.
I know you do. I'm sorry for you.
That's all right.
But alternatively.
But just know this, when you wake up from your nap, we'll be here.
Oh, that's right. I'll be listening.
All right. Then there's like 175 movies opening.
Yes, there's Bohemian Rhapsody, which is the Freddie Mercury Queen biopic.
Rami Malek, yep.
The trailer looks good.
It does.
There's the remake of Suspiria, which looks crazy. It's an hour longer than the original. I am not in favor of that sort of thing.
Doesn't need to be, but sure.
Yeah. Beautiful Boy, which looks like a really wrenching family drama of addiction and recovery. Yes, it's
Steve Carell.
Steve Carell and Timothy Chalamet.
Lucas Hedges, dot, dot, dot.
Yes. Okay. Nobody's Fool, which is the latest Tiffany Haddish comedy. The Happy Prince, which is a biopic of Oscar Wilde. And the Nutcracker and the Four Realms, which is a Disney movie about the Nutcracker that looks really overstuffed. That's what the trailer looks. It looks overstuffed.
It does look overstuffed. It also seems early. I mean, I know.
Yeah.
I subscribe to satellite radio. I know all the Christmas channels start today. I know Hallmark is starting their Christmas channel today. And I know this movie's coming out tomorrow, and I just think, oh, God. Really?
Yeah. I saw some funny tweets on some of the nastier accounts I follow yesterday saying, oh, Halloween's over. Tomorrow we start hearing blanking jingle bells. Like,
sure.
Yeah, that's where we are.
That's exactly where we are. Sean Stone is our cultural correspondent. It's always a pleasure to have you before these microphones, sir. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.